Hello, Bozier, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Abhishek Tuli and Dr. Kanika Savlak. They are opening a new medical center in the town of Embrun. Good morning. Thanks very much for coming into the studio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
We're going to talk about, first of all, what it is you're planning here and when you expect to be open. And then we'll talk about why you chose this town in the first place. So, Dr. Abhishek, if you want to start, could you tell us what it is exactly that you're opening?
Hi, well, morning, Candace. Morning to the town. So my name is Dr. Abhishek Tuli. I'm an internal medicine specialist. And what we are planning and opening in the coming weeks is a medical and dental center. We'll also have DynaCare there as a lab service for everyone in the town. We'll be located at 738 Notre Dame Street from the Independent Grocery.
Okay, right across from the grocery store. Okay, everybody knows where that is. Yeah. Good to know. And you asked me to call you Dr. Kanika, and you're a dentist.
Yes, I'm a general dentist. Like, both of us together have been practicing in the Ottawa area for the last several years. A couple of years ago, this opportunity came up for us to, well, we actually decided to collaborate together and thought that, okay, let's do a medical dental together. Should I give you a bit of a story about
that? Sure. Yeah, we like stories.
Okay. So, you know, we have two kids now. They're 4 and 6. But when they were really little, we would come home from work and, you know, we would talk about our day and talk about our patients, and to the point our kids would be like, guys, how was your day today? How are the patients doing? And, you know, at that point during these dinner table conversations, we realized like, wow, there's so much synergy in what we do. There were so many patients over the years that we both have been able to help together, because just simply by discussing and seeing what we can do for them. The only downside at the time was we never worked on the same part of town.
Oh, that would be hard.
So our patients would have to shuttle from one part of town to the other. So that's why about 2 years ago, when this opportunity came up, we were like, okay, this, you know, might actually be, first of all, you know, Embrun, Russell, growing communities. But we realized there's such a big need here. Like, you know, the population, I believe, like the city told us, has grown by 25% since, you know, 2016, like very rapidly growing. The healthcare hasn't kept up. Right? Be it a physician, be it dentist, be it any other healthcare provider, right? And there's such a broad age demographic here. You have young families, but you also have like elderly population, right? So we thought that, okay, this might be a community that would appreciate us coming together and, you know, kind of just be the right size for us to collaborate and see how we can actually improve patient outcomes.
You mentioned the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so how did you find this particular place, and what was, like, how would you describe that opportunity?
Well, it was actually through common friends, you know, and they had initially looked into Embrun Russell, and they thought of us when, you know, the idea came up, because they said, hey guys, this is actually an area where both physicians and dentists are needed. So they told us about it, and then, yeah, that's how we kind of went ahead.
Okay.
With it. Yeah.
You said you had noticed a need, and when I first contacted you about doing an interview, I mentioned, and we talked about the fact that there was no lab here at the time that we could get blood work done. People either have to go to basically Ottawa or Orleans or Winchester. First of all, how did you spot that need yourself? Like, did you come here and do a survey, or
we spent a lot of weekends just coming out into the town, hanging out at the grocery store, at the Tim Hortons, you know, at the McDonald's even.
And we met with the town itself, Township of Russell, and we learned that they have also a physician recruitment committee as well,
like a volunteer committee.
Yes. So they, we would ask them specifically, so what does your town need? And that would be a recurring theme, a lab. You initially thought pharmacists, which are a great asset, but we noted for now you do have quite a lot of pharmacists here. So we wanted to hone in on what is the actual need. And
in
that came up a lot.
Right.
And then we were fortunate that then we did got our thinking hats on again and persisted. It took quite a bit of months to first get in touch with DynaCare. As you know, they're quite a big company. but quite reputable.
Very reliable.
Yeah, good name behind it. The name of a lab came to mind. That's the first one which came to my mind, because that's what I've been using throughout the years as well. So we were fortunate enough to actually get in touch with them finally and actually collaborate and bring a lab to the town.
And then, you know, obviously the other part of the equation was with Dr. Tooley being an internist, you know, a big part of his practice has always been diabetic patient. Typically, a diabetic patient does need to do regular blood work every 3 to 4 months. And, you know, we thought, okay, you know, we're bringing the specialist to this town. Now, how are these people actually going to access care that they need so things are smooth? And so it you know, kind of worked very well. And it was like just pieces of a puzzle that fit well together.
Did you look at other communities too?
Yes, we did.
And what's the difference between here and some of the other communities you looked at?
You know, actually what really stood out to us about this community when we started coming here was just how the, like in general with the city and even with the volunteer committees, they're so supportive. Like we heard about the dome that was built here, right? And it just seems that people here really want to make this community better. Right. And they work synergistically. Like, you know, we're now on these local Facebook groups and we notice that, you know, people are like, hey, you know, my driveway is like, you know, it's my parents' driveway. Can someone come help? And neighbors will come help. It just seemed
struck a chord with us.
Yeah, because, you know, that's how we've always been. Like, you know, we want to be in a community where we want to help people. And obviously, it just seems like in this community, people like to help each other.
Mm-hmm. I was quite impressed by your Russell Sports Dome. I'm an avid tennis player myself.
Okay.
And we live in the Manitic Greeley area. And there's not anything there. But I was surprised that you guys have this type of facility here. And I heard it's even expanding more and more. So that was like, oh wow.
So they're trying to plan everything to, you know, make the whole area better.
In terms of services, I'm an internal medicine specialist, as I said already. What is that actually? So I'm a specialist trained in adult medicine. So it's quite a broad scope. I myself focus on diabetes, weight loss management, hypertension, cholesterol. I even have a niche of acne, so for teenagers and adults. But I will also do walk-in for ages 16 and over, because that's what my training is in. Very excited to start seeing patients and help the community at large.
And so do you see children?
No. Myself, okay. I'm not trained in that.
All right.
It's 16
and
up. But otherwise, quite a broad range of things, just not children and very specific OBGYN issues.
He doesn't do any OBGYN.
Not. And what about you?
So I'm, you know, a general dentist. Mm-hmm. I practice, again, quite a wide scope. I see kids. I love seeing kids. Always been a big part of my practice. I see all ages and do from fillings and, you know, hygiene appointments to extractions, root canals. So the whole
usual range,
yeah,
kind of
package, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we've tried to make the office warm and welcoming. I hope, like, the people will see that. You know, typically we've noticed with, you know, medical dental spaces, they tend to be a certain way, and we wanted people to feel comfortable when they come to our space. We wanted them to feel welcomed. We always say this, one of our core values is kindness. So we say kindness is our culture at Tooley Health and Tooley Dental. You know, as we start, just a lot of, we request for a lot of kindness as patients as we start a new business, because, you know, there will be some hiccups along the way, and but we're very excited to come to the town. Yeah.
Dr. Tooley is an internal medicine specialist. He deals more with patients who have chronic conditions, who have complex medical conditions. You know, can he see people who have, you know, like if you have a cold or a cough or something? Absolutely. But, you know, if you have a family care physician and you have a condition that Dr. Tooley can help with, then your family doctor in an ideal world would refer you to him. However, given right now that we have such a big physician shortage nationwide, the idea is to help people who have nobody first. Really first, you know, we've been getting some calls from people, and, you know, we understand that you live in Russell-Embrun, your family doctor may be in Orleans or Barrhaven, but, you know, as I tell those people, like, you're very fortunate you even have a family doctor at this point. It's mostly for unattached patients. patients, right, who don't, like, there are so many people who have nobody right now.
It's not a case of people who are just looking to switch doctors, right?
Yeah. No, we're not doing that. We're not even recommending that to patients. People call us and they're like, you know, well, I am a diabetic and I have high blood pressure and I have all these conditions. And then we're like, okay, great. Like, that's definitely within Dr. Tooley's area of expertise. So he's happy to take your care on for that. But in that case, it would be a referral from your family doctor. And of course, if you don't have a family doctor, then you just come in to see him.
You also mentioned about asking people to please be patient.
Yeah, you know, we are obviously a new clinic for both the medical and the dental side. And, you know, of course, there have been a lot of great people who've been calling, welcoming us. But, you know, we are starting up. So we are trying our best to return calls and to schedule people in. We don't get back to you right away. It's not because we're trying to ignore you. It's just because right now there's only 2-3 of us doing it for thousands of people. So, you know, please be patient. Please be kind. Give us time to just settle in. And if, you know, one's door is open, we're more than welcome for people to come in, drop in, say hi, come see the space. We're very excited to meet the community, to serve the community. And we look forward to meeting everyone.
Thank you very much for coming into the studio. I appreciate you taking the time.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to doing more work together with you in the future.
Okay, I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First. And I've been talking to a new doctor and a new dentist in the town of Embrun, and there will also be a DynaCare lab, which has been a much needed business in our community for a very long time. This is Local First on CJRO Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, last on the dial, first for local news.